presentation.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM right here in Cocoa, Florida. We trust that you are alive and well and planning on having a glorious day as you operate in pursuing greatness in the kingdom of God through serving the Lord Jesus Christ and serving your fellow man. So that was our topic of yesterday. Today, I want to share with you that there's another storm out there. I think Jose's pretty much moving away, but Maria is out there. I'm actually looking at a news article right now and how it hit the island of Dominica. I know people from there. I know people who've served there, and that almost this article says almost every resident that he has contacted has lost their roof, including the prime minister of Dominica. And so there are people been having to be rescued from flooding. It's now a category 4 hurricane. It was a category 5. And so there are other islands that are preparing for its arrival. Martinique and Puerto Rico are being told to find shelter. It's just another situation that the U.S. Virgin Islands are preparing. Just because we had our storm that passed does not mean that there's not another storm that's passed, or that there's not another storm that's impacting someone else someplace else. And so our work is not done, and we want to continue to pray. We're going to ask God to cause Maria to peace and be still. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that today. We're going to open up in prayer. I do want to open this program today by telling you that late last night I received a text message. Our hurricane supplies were supposed to arrive by truck on Wednesday. And the message was that the supplies are still coming, but they have been unable to find a driver to get them down here on that particular day. And I listen, the Spartanburg, South Carolina community gathered supplies at the sheriff station, and we got that truck in, and it was very helpful. And then this is actually being done by the Southern Baptist Convention Disaster Relief Services. He said he's already got feeding teams on the ground in Fort Myers, and I offered, I said, hey, you know, if you need to send the truck down there instead of here, we understand, because I believe that they got impacted with much more powerful winds than we did. And he said, no, we're working on that situation. There's a truck coming to you, but he and I are going to have a conversation a little bit later today. It is looking like, instead of being on Wednesday night, it looks like that distribution is probably going to be Saturday. It could be Friday. But it's looking more and more like Saturday at this point in time, which is probably good for me, because there are more people available to help on Saturday than there are on Friday. I apologize for the delay, but anything that comes in, we're going to do our best to help as many people as we can. I was on the phone with people yesterday, all the way as far as Palm Bay, who they have no, they actually live on well water, and their well pump has failed. And they're in just desperate situation. So after I get off of the air today, I've got a couple of things to take care of, and then I'm going to be trying to find a way to help that person down in Palm Bay. So there's lots going on. We've actually canceled our service for Wednesday night because we thought that was the night that we were going to be distributing this. And we will be having prayer meeting on Wednesday night and praying and spending some time with Jesus and allowing God to refresh us, because we not only want to serve, we want to serve with joy. We want to serve with love. And so that's what we are going to be working on. Now, so if you are listening to this, we're not going to be having our classes as normal. We're not going to be having our praise and worship as normal. We are going to be gathering around as a body of believers, and we are going to pray. So that's where we are. I will continue to bring you updates this week. And then next week we'll resume our study back on the fruit of the Spirit, which is peace. And so let's start this program today just by praying and asking God to speak to Maria, for her to lose her ability to instill terror in people's lives. Can we do that? Father, I just pray right now in Jesus' name that you would once again today rule and reign. God, I want to thank you today that your mercies, your tender mercies, were brand new this morning. We want to thank you for your intervention in the days gone by. We want to thank you for the ministry opportunities that we've had. But Lord, right now we pray for the people. Lord, they're on an island. There's very little place for them to go. The eye of the storm is very powerful. It was Category 5. Now it's Category 4. God, I pray that it would, rather than intensifying today, God, that it would unexpectedly begin to diminish in power, that it would unexpectedly change course and move out into the Atlantic Ocean where it will do no harm. God, I pray in Jesus' name that you would rise up and command this storm of Maria, to peace and be still. And Lord, I pray that every person that's listening today, that you would minister to them. It would be a word of refreshing. And God, that you would have great mercy. Lord, that we would leave this day better than we were before. God, I pray that there would be some baggage that we leave behind today. In Jesus' name, amen. So we had some interesting conversations with people as we were distributing water on Sunday afternoon. There was a lady having a conversation with someone, and they were from a country that has a lot of hurricanes and yet is very poor. And they were having this conversation, and they said, the way that we deal with storms is when the storm comes and it blows off your roof, they evidently mark their roofing panels. I'm assuming that it's probably a tin roof. That when that roof gets blown off, you go and you find it and you come back and you reattach it to the roof. And then this person said this, and any hole that you find, you take the chewing gum that you've been chewing and you put it in the hole and you let it get hard and you let that chewing gum fill the hole. You see, there's just a different mindset when it comes to the storm, where a storm may traumatize other people and cause bitterness to set in. There are other people that said, look, I live in a beautiful place, and one of the downsides of living in this beautiful place is sometimes there are these monster storms that come along. They disrupt and they wreak havoc and they do a great deal of damage. And then we get up the next morning and we put everything back together and we begin to function again. Now, I need you to understand that life is fragile. I don't want anybody losing their life in the storm, but I also want to share with you today a word. I'm saying, God, what do you want me to say to people today? I also don't want you to lose your life after the storm. Okay, there are some people who lose their life before the storm. There are some people who lose their life in the storm, or because of, there's been a lot of loss of life because of loss of power, generator failure, carbon monoxide poisoning. There's all of that gets tied in with the storm. But there are some people who never recover after the storm goes by. And today that's what I want to talk to you about. In Ruth chapter 1, by the way, my name's Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merit Assembly of God. Don't know if I told you that today or not. So when we get the word out, hopefully tomorrow we'll have some more specific instructions as to when the hurricane supplies will be here. This is not just supposed to be water. This is supposed to be tarps and canned foods and cleaning supplies and sanitary wipes, like hand, you know, things that you can use when you don't have water and things like that. Those are the type of things that they're supposed to come in. Won't know exactly what gets here. This is not coming from a professional supplier. It is coming from the Southern Baptist Churches of South Carolina. And so we say thank you to them and their disaster relief team. So we'll keep you informed as best we can on when those things are scheduled to be distributed. So with that being said, Ruth chapter 1, we talk about Ruth, but Ruth actually begins with a woman by the name of Naomi. Naomi was married. She had two sons. A famine hit the land, and you might not think of a lack of water being as devastating as a hurricane, but I'm here to tell you, in an agrarian society where most people earned their living through the crops that they grew because that was how they ate, it was a very devastating storm, and so they evacuated. They evacuated, and while they were there in Moab, the two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, ended up marrying two women. One's name was Orpah, and the other was Ruth. And then while they were in that land, the husband died. That was Elimelech. That was Naomi's husband. Then Mahlon died, and Chilion died, and Ruth and Orpah were left with their mother-in-law, and that was Naomi, and she began to implore them. She said, go back to your parents' households. There are no more sons that are coming from me. And Orpah decided that she would go back. Ruth said to her, let me read to you. Verse number 14, then they lifted up their voices and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. And she said, look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law. But Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if anything but death parts you and me. Aren't you thankful for committed people in your life? I am so thankful for that. Verse number 18, when she, Naomi, saw that she, Ruth, was determined to go with her, she stopped speaking to her. Now the two of them went until they came to Bethlehem, and it happened when they had come to Bethlehem that all the city was excited because of them, and the women said, is this Naomi? Okay, everybody was all excited because they were returning after the storm. And I pray that, you know, the people who evacuated, that when they get back, that they will have a home to go back to, and that the people will be excited to see them. I was having a conversation with a neighbor this morning that her family had invited her to her house or to their house, so that they could have water. They had water over there and power, and so she had gone over there, and it was really the first conversation that I'd got to have with her, so it was good to see her, good to have that conversation. But in verse number 20, it said, but she said to them, do not call me Naomi, call me Mara. Naomi literally means pleasant. Mara means bitter. For the Lord Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord has brought me home again empty. Why do you call me Naomi, since the Lord has testified against me and the Almighty has afflicted me? Now, once again, I want to caution you, don't blame God for the devil's work. That just doesn't work. It's inconsistent. It's not who God is. And so there are some people who have very pleasant personalities, and if you aren't careful, this fallen world that we live in, filled with sin and sinful people, will cause bitterness to arise within you. I was on the phone yesterday talking with hurting people, and then I got a phone call from a lady in the church that told me of some very ungodly ways that people were using some of the resources, the water that we had distributed throughout the community. And I want you to know that sinners will continue to act like sinners. And people who have a fallen nature will continue to function like people with a fallen nature. You see, God is looking for us to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And he's looking for us to love others as ourselves. And there are many people who will look for opportunities to take advantage of people in a storm rather than being of assistance to people in a storm. And if you're not careful, you will find that the devil, even though you may have survived the drought, you may have survived the hurricane, but you may not survive the process afterwards. You see, he's interested in doing whatever he can to destroy the pleasantness, the joy that God brings into your life. Naomi said, I went away full. Actually, she went away in drought. She came back empty, but she was coming back at harvest time. You see, many times if we're not careful, the storm can skew our perception to where we are perceiving things that are not there. We are perceiving negatives where there are actually positives, and we are perceiving positives in our past where there were actually negatives. The children of Israel did that when they looked at their Egypt experience as they were wandering around in the wilderness, and God was providing daily for them the manna from heaven. He provided quail for them. He provided water for them. And yet they wanted to go back to Egypt because they remembered some of the foods that they helped grow for the Egyptians there. And they got to eat just a little bit, whatever they would allow them to have. But they forgot all about the taskmaster's whip. They forgot about the bondage. They forgot about the cruel suffering that had caused them to cry out to God in the first place because of their deliverance. And I want to caution you today, don't let the storm create bitterness in your life. Maria, the hurricane that is out there, Hurricane Maria, That name actually means bitterness. It's a beautiful name, but the meaning behind it is bitterness. And you might have survived Irma. I was told that name actually reflects a goddess of war. You might have survived the conflict, but if you're not careful, there will be another wave that comes behind it that the devil will try, and if he failed to take you out with Irma, if he failed to take you out with Jose, if he failed to take you out with a hurricane, if he failed to take you out with an earthquake, if he failed to take you out with a drought, he will try and come in with a wave of bitterness. And bitterness can be devastating for you. And I want you to know that bitterness that Naomi had, even though she wanted to be called bitter from that time forward, God refused to comply with her request. You see, God had provision for her that Naomi did not imagine. She had forgot about the principle of the kinsman redeemer that had been implemented by God through Moses while they were coming out of Egypt. She had forgot about that principle. And so God has blessings that are coming your way that you don't know anything at all about. And I would just caution you, do not let disappointment, don't let difficulty, don't let drought, don't let the loss of a loved one, don't let any of those things cause bitterness to become a preeminent quality of your life. God doesn't want you to be a bitter Christian. There's a very famous preacher, and he was affecting a great number of people, but he realized that even though he was reaching great crowds, that there was an anger that was rising up inside of him, and it was causing bitterness to have a root in his life. And he said, God, I need you to change me. In Colossians chapter 3, verse number 19, it says, husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter toward them. If you are not careful, bitterness can set in a person's home life, and it will wreak havoc there. It will cause generational issues if one person allows bitterness to come into your life. When I found out what some of those people were doing, I'll be honest with you, that I said, that makes me angry. That makes me angry. And I said, we're going to put things in place to where stuff like that is greatly reduced. We're not going to have people taking advantage of other people anymore. We're just not going to do it. So if you want to come out and help, whatever day that is, you can contact us on Facebook. You can stay up to date with us on Facebook. I haven't even got to post the time frame of the distribution yet and let people know what's going on. But be on the lookout for that. Revelation chapter 8, I thought that was an interesting passage. I was looking it up this morning before I came in here. It talks about a star that impacts a third of the waters. By the way, I will tell you, there are some people who are now claiming that, I believe it's this Saturday, that the world is supposed to end because something called Planet X is out there and it's going to come and devastate things. And I just want you to know that you can't find Planet X in the Bible. There are some people who are trying to associate it with this wormwood in Revelation. But I'm here to tell you that the Bible says no man knows the day nor the hour when Jesus has come. There's only one person who knows when Jesus is coming, and that is the Father. The Father leans over, tells Jesus, today's the day. Jesus says, I am ready. And he goes and he gets his bride. I'm looking forward to that day. But I will tell you this, some people's opportunity for forgiveness will come to an end today. Others, it'll be tomorrow. For some, it may not be for a while. I don't know when the Lord is coming back. Soon is good with me. But in the process, it says here that when this star named Wormwood impacts the earth, a third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter. Now, the only way that can happen is if you internalize what has happened to the environment around you. The only way that water that is impacted with bitterness can have a negative impact upon you is if you drink it, if you internalize it. And that's something that is taking place to a large extent here in America, is because there are people who are filled with anger and they're filled with bitterness, and they're drinking this in, they're soaking it in. And the more that bitterness becomes a part of them, the more it permeates throughout their entire being, and pretty soon it will result in death in your life. It may be not physical death, excuse me, but it will result in the death of careers. It will result in the death of relationships. You don't want that. Hannah was in 1 Samuel chapter 1. She was in bitterness of soul because of a lack of fulfillment in her life. She was extremely bitter because of the lack of fruitfulness. She had everything that the world had to offer, but she said, I want to be a life giver, not just alive. And you know, that's a very noble purpose. Today, I pray that God would enable you and enable me to be a life-giving spirit. In Deuteronomy chapter 29, it describes that there would be a root of bitterness or wormwood that manifests because people's hearts would turn away from God. In Acts chapter 8, Simon the sorcerer, when he saw the great works that were being done through the apostles, he wanted to offer them money because he had lost his place of fame in the community. He had lost his place of intrigue and influence. Now people were not so fascinated with his tricks anymore, with his sorcery, but they were captivated with the grace of God and the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And he offered the apostles money. It's a sin known as simony to this day. S-I-M-O-N-Y. S-I-M-O-N-Y. Simony. Offering money, trying to buy that which is freely bestowed by God. Salvation is a free gift. Healing is a free gift. Ministry is a high and holy calling. The gifts of the Holy Spirit, all of those are free gifts. And he said, I will offer you money. And Peter responded to him in verse number 23. It says this, "For I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity." And he said, you have no part in this ministry. Bitterness can impact people who have been baptized like Simon had, who were following the disciples like Simon was, not Simon the disciple, Simon the sorcerer. And this bitterness can arise in you, and it will disqualify you from being able to serve. And so may God guard our hearts today. We're praying that Hurricane Maria goes out to sea, but I also pray for you today that bitterness will not come your way and wreak devastation in your life, because it will disqualify you from being able to serve the way that God wants you to serve. Job had said, I am filled with bitterness, and therefore I give free rein to my complaint and speak out in the bitterness of my soul. Don't allow bitterness to rule in your heart. Instead, allow peace. Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 31. Listen to this verse. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. I find it interesting. If we saw a person that was captivated with an anger problem, we would want them to get delivered from their anger problem. But the first one, the first item in that list is bitterness. Today, may God deliver you and I from bitterness. Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 15 says this, looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. So today, if you even sense a seedling of bitterness arising in your heart, ask God to uproot that, because it will cause trouble. It will be a hurricane in your life if you allow bitterness to rule and reign, and it will defile everything it touches. God, today I pray that the peace of God would rule and reign instead of bitterness today. Lord, I pray for Maria that it'll go out to sea, but I pray also that bitterness will be free from our hearts. See you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.